This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark Dolan and Katie Price on FUBAR Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is literally the 1st of July. It's 10 a.m. and you are listening to FUBAR Radio, the UK's largest unregulated ad-free radio network. It's a radio revolution and you are part of it. I'm Mark Dolan, and as always, today's show will be news reactive with 3 hours of the biggest stories being talked about around the country and across the globe. We've also got top guests, our live social media centre, and our in-studio rolling news feed. So if anything happens on the planet, you will be the first to know. On today's show, we welcome top skin expert Lee Garrett, literally the king of skin. Nasty rash in your nether regions? Lee's your man. Book your appointment now, 0330-223-0200. We'll immerse ourselves in showbiz gossip with Sarah Robertson from OK Magazine Online. And comedian-turned-health guru Tommy Holgate will get us ready for summer with some of the craziest smoothie recipes known to man. But all of those wonderful, amazing, spectacular guests are just the quiet before the storm. Because with me, as always, on a Tuesday, is the greatest celebrity of modern times. A one-woman publicity phenomenon. She's wilder than Lindsay Lohan, classier than Katie Middleton, and more dangerous than Luis Suarez at a neck-biting convention. Pricey, welcome back to FUBAR.
And Pricey is here. And guess what? I got the train up today. I thought, less stress. Won't be in the car for 4 hours. So I got on the train. And it was easy today. It was really busy. But I'm here. Here, what, in 1 minute?
I just love how you roll. It was like 9:59 and 10 seconds. Where's Katie? There's no Katie. 9:59 and 20 seconds, no Katie. 41 seconds before 10 a.m., boom, you just appear.
Exactly.
And what's amazing, it's like Star in Their Eyes, because when you come in, there's actually smoke. I mean, how do you do that? Spectacular stuff. We've got a huge show, so many stories in the papers, a vast amount to get through, top guests, and most importantly, Katie Price and your tweets and emails at FUBAR Radio. Give us a shout right now. Let's get down to business. We'll play a record. This is Elboy, One Day Like This. Don't go anywhere. It's 10:08 in the morning. It's the 1st of July. Katie Price here, bang on time. I always say to you, if you're here by 10, you're on time. You were here. You nailed it.
Exactly. Everyone always says, no, we'd like you here at 9 o'clock so we can go through everything. But what's the point? I might as well save it till we're on air. Otherwise, what's the point in repeating myself?
And I would never, I would never berate you for timekeeping, A, because I'm a permanently late person myself.
Are you really?
I'm shocking. I'm a disaster. I don't want to be stereotypical about it, but I've got Irish genes. And the Irish punctuality is not a great thing with the Irish.
Well, you're always here before me, so...
Yeah, but only like 3 minutes, and I never tell you that.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Well, producer Talia will tell you. She'll reveal the truth.
He's exaggerating a bit.
I'm exaggerating a bit. I've got to get here before you, because if I turn up late, you'll just kill me.
But you live
not
snap far me like from a, here.
I live up the road, whereas, and I think what people don't realise is that you live hundreds of miles away.
Oh, tell me about
it. In the West Sussex's answer to Downton Abbey. I know
exactly.
A sprawling spread. And it's always, for some reason, when you come in, you seem to bring news with you, because it's a massive news day today, and we've got a really, really chocker show. We've got skin expert Lee Garrett, who's going to kind of, which I think is brilliant, because it's like the most unloved organ in the body, isn't it, the skin? We don't take care of it. We treat it like crap. So he's going to inspire us. If you've got a skin issue, dry skin, psoriasis, it's not a sexy subject matter, let's be honest, Katie.
No, but he's very, very, very good.
It matters. So he'll be in the studio with us. So get your calls in at FUBAR Radio. You can already message in with what it is that you've got going on. Or 0330-223-0200 is our phone number. We're also joined by Sarah Robertson, who is the digital news editor of OK Online. We're going to basically spend an hour. It's showbiz all the way. And there's so much to get through. Glastonbury, big bash at number 10 last night with the rock stars. Much, much more. And we're going to get fit for the summer with comedian turned nutritionist Tommy Holgate, who's bringing a smoothie machine with him.
Yes, so I don't need your dodgy croissants.
Well,
they're like, you know, I've got to try and be healthy.
No, you are eating for two. Right.
I say that being healthy, I'm still surrounded by croissants and stuff.
You will break. I will buy 11:30. In fact, let's just at FUBAR Radio. When do you think Katie will crack in terms of the baked goods? Because at the moment she's been very good, but we're like 3 minutes into the show, so I'm confident that I'll. You're eating for two, and because you're expecting a baby, I'm doing that bloke thing where I'm like in sympathy. So on your behalf, I'm eating for two as well. It's like we're pregnant.
That's good. I'm going to watch you eat this week.
Yes. Because I've got two, and when my wife is pregnant, even though I'm relatively skinny, I did balloon in weight relatively.
Did you really?
I did. I got the beer gut and everything just because of comfort eating. Now, so we've got all of that and we've got you, but there really is only one story in town in terms of what we're leading with today.
Yes.
And it's very, very shocking, and it's a very, very, very disappointing story from the point of view of our whole sort of childhoods. This guy was an absolute icon of all of our childhoods. Rolf Harris, front page of the Mail. For 50 years, he was the face of wholesome family TV. Now we know the truth. Rolf is a predator who duped us all. More horrifically, front page of the Sun, Rolf and Savile stalked Broadmoor together. Daily Express, predator Rolf faces jail over sex assaults. Daily Star, guilty sex beast Rolf hid behind star status. And then just on front page of the Daily Mirror, and they're all using this police issue photo of him looking a lot less charming and avuncular than he did in the 80s. Unmasked, children's TV star, musician, painter, joker, composer, royal portrait artist, national treasure and paedophile. How damning is that?
But, you know, all his years, what he's been doing, and now look what he's going to be known for now.
And you know what? I'm really shocked about it, Katie, because I think with Savile, you look back on it and you think, my God, he was an odd bloke.
Odd, and Jim Will Fix It, I used to write letters.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's horrific when you think back on it. But, you know, he was weird. And actually, there were always rumours about Jimmy Savile. It's a disgrace that nobody was a whistleblower and got it, you know, got the guy in jail. But, you know, you knew his odd. Rolf, on the other hand, you would never have known, would you?
Well, no. I mean, the last time I sort of saw him was on the Queen's Jubilee, because Harvey still watches that, you know, being autistic. He liked to watch things and he watches it over and over again. And he was on that. But you would never expect this. You would never expect it.
That was probably the high point of his career, because this is a guy who, you know, that was like his official kind of national treasure status, that he's there performing for the Queen with his didgeridoo. He did an extended set. Everybody, every generation, it's like grandparents, parents, kids, everyone is just like, we all love Rolf. And we took him into our hearts. And the thing is, he came across as a really nice guy.
Well, this is my point. It just goes to show you never know. You know, you can't just say, oh, that person looks like a paedophile, or that one. You just can't judge it. You never know.
No, that's exactly right. And what's odd is, of course, and this is worth remembering, that these people who are pure evil, they are very clever and they're conniving. And obviously, it's not like the 70s where, in the 70s, it was more like, I didn't hear the word paedophile when I was growing up, but it was more like, oh, some weirdo in the park.
That's right.
You know, and it's actually, these people, they don't just hide in the bushes and jump out of you in a brown, like a Macintosh coat, you know.
Yeah.
It's your friendly neighbour who's a great guy who helps you paint your fence.
They normally say it's someone within the family or close. They normally do say that, don't they? But in this case, I suppose they use their celebrity status, the power they've got, to think they can get away with it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, that's what's so scary. Is that a lot of institutions will be involved, including the BBC, because he's another BBC face. There's no getting away from it. The BBC have got questions to answer here.
I know, especially with the Savile, you know, the stuff that's happened with him this week. And now this. I mean, what is he, 84?
Yeah, he's 84. And his life is over, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they're going to sentence him on Friday, I believe. But they want to look at his medical reports. But my point is, I know they like to be humane in this country. But he's done what he's done. Why should he should suffer for it?
What would you? I mean, if you were, let's have Judge Katie, which in a way is a TV show I'm waiting to watch.
Well, to be honest,
what would you give him?
Well, he's going into prison. I don't know. Well, he hasn't really got that much left, and I think, you know, this will hit him hard anyway.
Yeah.
But why should he be treated any different in prison? You know, just because he's older and stuff. What about the people that he's affected? What lives he's affected?
So what would you do? I mean, with Rolf, would you just like...
This is really weird.
Go on.
I have got a feeling, and normally when I get a feeling, I don't know if I should say it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
I reckon he'll kill himself before Friday.
Wow, that is a huge prediction.
I just don't think he'll cope. And, you know, he's not a stupid man. He'll know what prison is.
Yeah.
And living the rest of his days, I reckon he'll probably try and end it before.
Especially as a sex offender. I mean, that's you can go to jail and be a burglar and it will be like, well, good luck to you, mate. Sorry you got caught. But sex offender, children, he will require protection in jail.